story?
I thought I've told it earlier.
You told me that, but I've never got it recorded.
On paper? I mean, on tape?
On audio.
On audio.
Wait. Do you consent to being recorded?
Yeah, actually, because Florida is a two-party consent state, so you do need to do that. Legally required.
There we go. Look at that. Touch your face.
Yeah, that is something you should be aware of. Oh, Katie, fucking Katie, sorry, Jesus. I guess pretenses of it is I have the name Katie, K-A-T-I-E, spelled in cursive on my shoulder. I've never been married, and I've never dated anybody named Katie. And the pretense behind this is I've known Katie for about 20 minutes before I got a tattooed on me.
So what stuck out about her? What said, motherfucker, I gotta get this girl's name on my arm, my wherever?
It's on my back, my left shoulder.
Okay. Pretty, kind of important place for me, at least.
It's a decent, it's not huge. It's not, like, massive or anything.
It's enough to realize
it's enough that you can read it, though, from, like, if you're standing around me and I don't have my shirt on, it's enough you can read it. Okay. Katie was just really fucking hot. Yeah, like, ridiculously hot. I used to follow her on Instagram. I used to be able to show photos of her, but I can't now because I forgot it. Which is weird, because if you know anybody named Katie that tattooed their name on somebody, let her know. I miss her.
Daring. What was that? Real? This isn't Katie who drove the Cummins, was it?
No, that was Samantha.
Okay.
In retrospect, we all have stupid tattoos like that, but that's gotta be the worst. We got Mr. Badger over here.
Fuck around and find out. And
the possum, and then the coyote.
Yeah, but you guys got nothing on Kate here, that's what she said.
Oh, I know, that's
those
that takes the cake.
Worst tattoos that anybody's ever got. Katie on the beach on spring break right before COVID started shutting down South Carolina. Because we get, I don't know, what did we get, like a 96 for spring break or a 72?
96, I think.
Yeah, we got something like that. This is
stupid
right.
Stupid amount of time off that we didn't need.
So my buddy was going through his divorce, and we were talking about going somewhere for our 96 as we were getting out in like 2 months. So we were trying to have some good memories before everybody got out. And this is like right before COVID broke out. So we got our end of the week briefing, and we had been joking about going to like Myrtle Beach for it or something like that. Like
Myrtle Beach.
And then like the Lieutenant Colonel that was talking to us was like, hey, I can't order you guys to not go to these places, and then listed off like a bunch of places, and one of them was like Myrtle Beach. Because you might get infected with COVID, and then if you get COVID, you gotta get quarantined, like everything when it was first coming out. So Canada was like, I can't tell you not to go there, but there's gonna be repercussions if we find out any of you went there and get COVID. There's gonna be like repercussions to it. So he finishes his speech and debacle about shit, and then immediately we looked at each other and like, we should go to fucking Myrtle Beach right now. We should go right now. So everyone agreed. We grabbed our other buddy Brown. So the three people going are me, my buddy McCleave, and my buddy Brown. We all agreed to go to Myrtle Beach. So we're packing in the room in the barracks, and then I buy like the hotel room. It's just like pretty cheap hotel, but it's got a tiki bar on it. So we start driving down there Friday, like immediately after, and we start drinking on the way down there. And, it's like a 2.5 hour drive from base. So we're pretty drunk by the time we get there. Definitely no condition to be driving. We get our room and everything, we get checked in. Park the truck up, go to the tiki bar, and it's open. It's just he's like English or Scottish dude there. He had a really strong European accent, and he's the bartender. and we get some drinks from him, and we're like, all right, we should just go take a quick nap before we go out, you know, fucking get some energy back in us. We go back to the room, and everyone passes out for the night. Like, just nobody fucking, everybody slept through alarms and everything. But the problem is we went to bed at, like, fucking 9, because we had been drinking. So we woke up at, like, 8:30, 9 o'clock the next day, and found out the tiki bar opened at 10 o'clock, which is way too fucking early for a tiki bar to open.
No gas station or liquor store you could walk to?
There was gas stations around. This is, like, the main drive of Myrtle Beach. So there's, like, a... There's, like, the main drive of Myrtle Beach. So there's gas stations and stuff like
that. Yeah, there should always
be... But, like, I mean, we're not... We don't want to, like, have to go buy liquor or something. We have a lot of beer and stuff with us.
We're trying to bar hop and not so much.
Yeah, we're trying to bar hop, not fucking bartend ourselves.
I mean, I get that, but...
So, yeah, but we also... Well, also, this tiki bar was, like, crazy cheap. Like, was stupid
really?
Cheap. So, fucking 10 o'clock rolls around. The fucking dude opens his tiki bar in this hotel. And what do you know? The three amigos are sitting out there already. And we start drinking immediately. And we all had normal drinks in the beginning. And then there was this thing. I forgot what it was called. It was like, there was a trash can of some form. I forgot what trash can it was called.
Is it an Irish trash can?
It was like a, it was something like an Irish
big
trash
ass,
can.
Big ass
yeah,
Red
it's
Bull
where
can.
You get the bucket. Oh. You get a little plastic bucket, like if you were gonna go to the movie theaters and get like a small popcorn.
Yeah.
That's like the bucket size they gave you.
Jesus.
And then there's a fucking ungodly amount of liquor in there. It's the same liquor that they put in the Long Island, so it's like gin or something. It's all strong shit. And then they just pour a fucking can of Red Bull in there too. And the deal of the day was like 2 for $15 or something like that. And he gives you these buckets. So fucking immediately we start drinking these buckets of liquor.
And at that point you're trying to stack as many buckets as you possibly can.
So you're hammering through it, not realizing it, but you're just getting more trashed and trashed and trashed.
So we decide to go walk the beach and see like who we can run into, so like what friends we can make and everything like that. And so we grab a backpack full of beer and start walking this beach. And the thing that, like, we're trying to get McLeave to start talking to women, because he's now just getting, he just got, like finalizing his divorce. And then Brown is just this creepy kid that's just super weird.
Why the hell did you bring that guy?
We needed a third person to lower the cost of the room, and we tried to bring somebody else, and he didn't want to go, so we just turned to Brown, we're like, you want to go? And he's like, yeah. And we're like, all right, fucking, we'll bring you.
I guess that makes sense, trying to make someone look better by comparison.
Well, it was, I mean, we were also, like, I saw him all the time and everything like that, like, he ended up becoming my roommate for a while, so, like, we talked about it, and so we ended up going, and we were, like, trying to get them to talk to, like, hey, go up and say hi to her, she's pretty cute, or something like that, and it was just, like, a series of awkward events in a row, and ended up fucking walking a little bit farther down the beach, and we run into this blonde girl, Katie, her not-so-thin friend, and then Katie's younger sister, and so Katie was the same age as me, so Katie would have been 22, yeah, Katie would have been 22 while I was 23, I would have been 23, Katie was almost 23, then her friend was the same age as her that went to college with her, and then her sister said she was a junior also, but we just assumed it was a junior in college. We find out later.
High school.
It was high school. So that makes this a little bit creepier. But we start talking to Katie, like, general stuff. And, of course, the That's What She Said tattoo comes up on my rib. Like, everyone can see it, so she's like, what's up with that? I'm like, I made a bet with somebody, like, I always go through with my bets, like, I'm like, if I say I'm gonna do something, I'll end up doing it. And so we start joking back and forth with shit, and then the bet comes up right there that if Katie flashes me right there on the beach, I'll let her tattoo my name, her name on my back. And I'd said that to her, and fucking, no way somebody's gonna do that. That's so fucking stupid. It's just so dumb. But Katie's got balls of steel.
That's
fucking right then and there. She just pulled off her top and let me see. Well, actually, let most of us on the beach see. And then a minor point about that is Brown had turned around to go get more beer, so he missed it. He didn't get to see him. So when he came back and actually heard that she did it, he was pissed off. And so I was like, fuck, let's go do a tattoo parlor, I guess. Like, god damn it. me and Katie were hitting it off a little bit, I'd like to say. She's like, I'll drive us. So we go towards her Jeep. Her little sister comes with. Brown is coming with, and I'm coming with, of course. So we're all piling into her Jeep. And we forgot something on the beach. I forgot what it was. So we sent Brown back to go get it. And at the same time, I was still trying to think of a way to, like, back out of this, to, like, get out of this. And so I changed it. I was like, I get to feel your tits. And then you can, like, write your name on a paper, and we'll transfer it, like, directly over to the artist so that it's as close to you signing your name on my back as possible. And I thought that was going to be enough to do it. No questions about it. So that happened in her Jeep while Brown was gone. So when Brown came back and found out that he had missed the tits for a second time, he was again real pissed off. Yeah, and then from there, we headed to the tattoo parlor. And went into the tattoo parlor, told the artist what we were doing. She was like, no, that's not real. And then we explained that whole story back to the tattoo artist and the owner, who still didn't believe that it was happening. Then Katie signed her name onto a piece of paper. We just put it on my back, like right then and there. Out for a while afterwards, and I proceeded to black out, like getting incredibly drunk. I said some awful shit to one of them. They got mad and kicked me out of the apartment of where I left their hotel room. I mean, of where I left my wallet in their hotel room. Didn't find that till the next day, and then I got kicked out, and I didn't have my wallet, but I did have booze. Because we'd, like, stopped at a liquor store and gotten booze from, like, for the hotel room and stuff, because we were all going to go out to clubs that night. And, I got kicked out, so I took some of the booze. Didn't have my... I had my phone on me, but I didn't have my wallet. So I went down to the beach and just got even drunker somehow. Later in the night, McCleave calls me and goes, where are you? We can't find you. And I said something along the lines of, I jumped three fences and then I ran over here. I hung up on him, and then I threw my phone in the ocean, and then I went to the hotel that I thought I was staying at. It wasn't the right hotel, but I hopped the fence, hopped in the hot tub in full clothing, like I was wearing jeans too, so it was really weird, and I was there all fucking night, like just blacking in and out of consciousness. And then at like 5:30 this morning, the next morning I realized I was not at the right hotel. Ended up walking down the street to the right hotel, found our room, knocked on the door, and then they woke up and they're like, what the fuck happened? And I was like, I have no fucking idea. I have some girl's name on my back, and I don't have my phone or my wallet. I'm missing my shirt, and I'm soaking wet.
That sounds like the night out from hell.
Sounds like a great night out.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, no, that was a rough night.
That's like shit I dread. Like, I just dread in my deepest, darkest of minds is, like, losing my wallet and then just throwing my damn phone in the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, when you think of it, I got my wallet back the next day because it was still in Katie's hotel room. And McCleave had stayed with them the whole night, hanging out with them.
Damn.
McCleave dropped the ball because Katie was into him, but McCleave fucked it up and, like, completely. He missed the opportunity, but he still got my wallet the next day. But I mean, yeah, I woke up without a phone, so that's a pretty penny right there. I did get my wallet, and then I also had a tattoo of some girl's name on my back. And then we had to drive back to base, like, that day. We got back, and then, we had our next day, we had, like, our formation for, like, coming back from 72, and we had the, of course, the story immediately got out, and I had let some girl tattoo her name on my back, so I ended up having, I ended up showing like 50 or 60 people the next day. Nobody believed the story until McLean was like, no, that's actually what happened. Like, he's dumb enough to do something like that. They were, again, if anybody knows this Katie specifically, tell her to reach out to me, please. We're still getting married, by the way, Katie. I haven't forgotten.
Taylor's gonna be pissed.
Yeah, she's young. She'll find another.
Okay, that's, yeah. Maybe we can cut that second part out right there and just
let that go. Oh, no, we're gonna run you into the dirt. Yeah.
And that is...
I did tell Katie we were getting married.
So...
That is Brendan's Katie story.